Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
How are you, Glenn?
Yeah, going well, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. Looking forward to a big weekend of racing and a number of trialers. Now that we're back at the trials and jump outs, it is exciting to see. Who have you pinpointed as the horses to follow?
We kick off at Hillside last Friday, Michael. I thought there was a nice mare here, and she's sensational from the Matt Laurie stable. She paired off out in front with Away Game. The gun two-year-old is now into a three-year-old season, and those two matched motors there later. It was a really strong jump out. That mare, she's sensational, really progressed under Matt Laurie last preparation. So I think we can expect a big first-up run from her.
All right, that's good. And another two-year-old you saw in a heat out there that we should be following.
Yeah, one that's going around on Saturday, Michael, and the Ladbrokes play really keen on this one. It's a two-year-old colt called Direct. He's a $500,000 son of the French stallion Soyuni. He's trained by Lloyd Kennewell, and he's had two jump outs, and they've both been excellent. And importantly, too, he's had a gallop at Mooney Valley during the week, so I love seeing that with the two-year-old.
All right, we'll follow that on Saturday. The Flemington jump outs always produce some good trials, and this has been no exception. You like Prezado?
Yeah, oh, gee, he just gets better with age, this bloke. In heat two there, he seems to be going as well as ever for the Elden Zara combo. He jumped out superbly in his first. And then again here, he was restrained early, and then he just come around them in the straight. It was a really easy win under a tight rein. So time is quick for the morning, and he's on track to resume. I think he goes around that sprint race on Saturday.
In the car line, yeah, he's going to be hard to beat on Saturday. Anything out of Flemington you like?
Yes. Solar Winds, I thought, was a really impressive two-year-old unraced from the Hawk stable. Match mode there with The Globe, who also goes around in the two-year-old race at Mooney Valley on Saturday. And The Globe, importantly, had a gallop at Mooney Valley this week. So I think that horse is worth following.
Cranbourne, we've been waiting for Glen Eagles to make its debut and put in another impressive jump out.
Yeah, he's a ripper. He's a two-year-old by Catalyst from the Busted and Young stable. He was an expensive yearling, $500,000 out of the Magic Millions. He's been a standout in recent weeks with his two jump-out wins at Cranbourne. The latest year, he come off the speed and just stretched out nicely over the latter stages. He looks a really natural two-year-old, as his breeding suggests, and he'll be hard to beat there on Saturday also.
All right, and a sneaky one at Tatura?
Yeah, I thought there was a really nice two-year-old filly, although the time was slow. A really professional juvenile here. It's a well-bred full sister to the stablemate Savoy. This is Chambery from the Patrick Payne stable. Savoy was a Group 2 place getter there, and she just sat off the speed here with the rider high in the iron, chimed in three wide at the turn, and won the trial with ease. By that, I love this city. You can throw a really nice two-year-old, so I think it's a horse to follow.
And I believe you've been sitting at the computer just pressing refresh, refresh, waiting for Friday night, because Win Some goes around at Cranbourne.
Can't wait. I'm sitting here. I'm a nervous wreck. Sweating bullets, Michael. What price do we get? I don't know. We'll probably get $1.60, but you'd have to take it. Really fast horse. Craig Williams takes the ride over 1,000 metres at Cranbourne on his home track. I think he's going to be supremely hard to beat.
All right. Well, let's roll a few morals into him. Where else do we go for our weekend standouts?
Tonight, race 3, number 2, Kira Bowie, is that half sister to Surprise Baby, who we've been talking about on the show.
Yes.
Trained by the Price-Kent Union combination. I think they've placed her really well here. This is a 1,400-metre maiden, fillies and mares, and she's a nice big filly. She'll get to stretch out there, and I think she's a really good staying type. The stable's been patient, obviously, giving her a start at 4, and I think she'll be hard to beat there, and there's been money for her early. So we may get a better price on the jump, but keep an eye on her, Kira Bowie.
All right, like it. Into Win Some, and another one you like on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. It's also nominated Warrnambool. This is Power Boom, race 6, number 8, Power Boom at Cranbourne. If it doesn't go there, it'll go to Warrnambool. Love to jump out down at Colac. Really fast time. Did it on the bit. So keep an eye on that one. Power Boom.
All right. Sounds like there's plenty of cash to be made this weekend. We'll be following the trial files all weekend. Good luck, Lenny.
Thanks, Michael. Good luck.